By no means was anything, much less everything, settled, even though in 1856 both political parties had advocated the Transcontinental Railroad in resolutions. But whether there would be a Pacific Railroad as long as the United States remained half slave, half free, was a long way from being decided. Can we, as a nation, continue together permanently, forever, half slave and half free? Lincoln had written to a Kentucky correspondent in 1855. If the country did not change, no one could tell where or if the Pacific Railroad would run. But if the railroad was to be built beside the Platte River, it was the buffalo and the Indians who first picked it out. Then it was used by the mountain men and the fur traders. Then by the travelers on the Oregon Trail. Then it became the route for the Mormon emigrant trains and their hand carts. It was called the Great Platte Valley Route. Dodge, meanwhile, was collecting oral and written information about the country west of his farm and studying the routes from the Missouri River to the Pacific coast. He drew up his own map of the country, giving the fords and where water and wood could be found, etc. He called it the first map of the country giving such information. In 1858, Dodge decided to move across the river and make his permanent home in Council Bluffs, where he went into banking, milling, merchandising, contracting, freighting, and real estate, a good indication of how varied were the interests of businessmen in the Missouri River towns in the late 50s. He bought lots in the Riddle Tract, down on the Missouri River floodplain, the same location as the lots Lincoln was willing to assume in 1859 as collateral. The Council Bluffs Bugle was very suspicious. It has been rumored that G.M. Dodge, in consequence of being so largely interested in the Riddle Tract, was bound to make his surveys in such manner as would ensure his own investments. Dodge was buying for the M&M, which wanted to retain a portion of the land for the road's shops and yards and to subdivide the remainder and place them on the market. Norman Judd, attorney for the M&M and a legal and political associate of Lincoln, borrowed the money from Lincoln to buy 17 lots for $3,500, using the lots as collateral.